We Know Jeffrey by Sally Johnson Oderkirk, Church Magazines. By helping one of their own, members of this deacon's quorum found they received more than they gave. Some people play such a significant role in a group that everyone wants them involved, even if it means going the extra mile. That's the way members of Jeffrey Liberton's deacon's quorum feel about him. Jeffrey struggles with multiple physical and mental disabilities, including having no verbal communication skills. He attended primary until he was 12 years old, and then his parents started taking him with them to their Sunday classes. Jeff's friend in the Roosevelt, Utah 10th Ward Deacon's Quorum, who had already turned 12, couldn't imagine quorum meetings and activities without him, and they wanted him to come with them. The first step for the quorum presidency was to meet with his parents. "We talked with the boys about Jeffrey, his needs, and his attitudes," says his father, Jeremy. Their immediate response was, "We know Jeffrey. He has been in our primary for a long time." The second step was to turn to www.disabilities.lds.org for suggestions. The boys went to the autism section of the website to learn even more about Jeff's disability. And the third was to work together, as well as individually, on the Boy Scouts Disability Awareness Merit Badge. Part of a quorum. The more the boys learned about Jeffrey's disabilities, the more they discovered ways to help him. Jade Burtock learned that Jeff cannot always control his emotions. Sometimes, it is just one of those days. They also learned that even though he is nonverbal, he likes to have his friends around. Everyone joins in to welcome Jeffrey at quorum and young men meetings. "We play rock, paper, scissors to see who gets to help him," says Kenyon Mitchell, age 13. "The winner gets to be Jeffrey's buddy and helper for the day. My testimony has grown and is still growing every Sunday at church and on Tuesdays at Young Men when I help him get around." Tyler Scott, age 12, agrees. "It's fun having him in our meetings," he says, "because he puts a smile on all of our faces. He enjoys it when we sing, and he also likes listening to the lessons. He can't talk, but we can talk to him, and he understands everything we say. I like having him as one of my friends." Their advisor, Marcia Bellin, says, "Jeffrey does not need words to express his love, since his smile and eyes say it all. His eyes are the windows to his heart. As I am teaching the lessons in class, it is comforting to have Jeffrey reach out and grab my hand as he looks up at me. It is through this simple action that his spirit is able to touch mine, and we share in the truthfulness of the gospel. It seems that it is his way of saying, I understand and believe the things being taught." Jericho Little, age 12, likes to give high fives to Jeffrey when he responds to him. He says, "It's a lot of fun to be with Jeffrey. He likes us to push him around in his wheelchair. I like to help out. It makes me feel good." They note that Jeffrey likes to ride go-karts with his brothers and watch his friends play games. Learning more about disabilities. The boys also thought about others they know who have disabilities and learn more about how to help them. Braden Slight says, "My grandma Slate has Parkinson's disease and uses a wheelchair. Because of her, I've learned to be more concerned for Jeffrey and how to help move his wheelchair and make sure he's comfortable. I learn how he's feeling from watching his expressions." After working on their disabilities merit badge and deciding to involve Jeffrey more in their activities, they met with Jeffrey's parents to find out what he was capable of doing. The boys in the quorum decided to invite him to participate in their basketball game. Since Jeffrey couldn't participate in the actual game the boys were playing, they took turns removing themselves from the game in order to step to the sidelines to toss the ball to him. Brother Bellin notes, "Having Jeffrey become a more active part of the quorum helps us realize that he is really no different than any one of us. Building a relationship with him has allowed all of us to be more compassionate toward him and toward each other." These deacons have learned for themselves that it is true that when ye are in the service of your fellow beings, ye are only in the service of your God. Mosiah chapter 2, verse 17. As Brother Bellin says, their friendship and service to Jeffrey are preparing them to become better missionaries, husbands, and fathers, and it allows them to have more compassion for all of those who need a hand of fellowship and friendship. It has allowed them to be grateful for a loving, merciful Heavenly Father who loves all of His children. Sidebars. What Jeffrey's parents have to say. When Jeffrey's parents learned about www.disabilities.lds.org, they reviewed the website and found it very useful. His dad, Jeremy, said, "I found the links to helps for fathers and grandparents helpful, but most of all, I love the constant focus on the eternal perspective and the reminder of love and faith needed to cope successfully with raising a family with a disabled child in it." His mother, Susie, says, "This website has everything it needs to educate new teachers or helpers who work with those with special needs. A new teacher can go to this website and gain useful insight in a short time." They appreciated having so much helpful information in one place. We can browse on many subjects and get answers to questions or information to help others understand what we have spent many years learning. How to help Jeffrey. After reviewing the information at www.disabilities.lds.org, the boys decided that these were some of the things they could do to include Jeffrey more. Plan at least one activity a month specifically geared to include Jeffrey. Talk regularly with his parents and ask them questions and get their feedback. Use more pictures in lessons. Be more aware of how their own behavior may affect Jeffrey. Continue to use the buddy system so Jeffrey is safe and is never alone. Give Jeffrey lots of praise. Use more lesson-appropriate videos. Jeffrey likes videos, and the boys have positive learning experiences. A new disability site at lds.org. Do you know someone who is hearing impaired and whom you want to learn how to communicate with? Is there a member of your ward with a learning disability whom you want to involve more in activities or lessons? A new site at lds.org can help answer these questions and more about helping those with disabilities. The site, www.disabilities.lds.org, can be accessed under the Home and Family section of lds.org. The site is a central location of resources to help those with special needs. It includes general information about several types of disabilities and links to related church articles and community resources. There are links to church materials, including those translated into Braille and American Sign Language, frequently asked questions, and an opportunity to ask questions and give feedback. Christine Crockett, age 16, and her young women advisor, Sheila Dixon of the Rose Park 7th Ward, Salt Lake Rose Park North Stake, recently looked at the website. They both felt that www.disabilities.lds.org gives valuable insights into the needs of those with disabilities. Christine says, "It made me more aware of those around me and gave me helpful suggestions on how to reach out and help others." Our duty. It is a duty which every saint ought to render to his brethren freely, to always love them and ever succor them. Joseph Smith, History of the Church, Volume 2, page 229. Individuals. Individuals with disabilities are exactly that. Individuals who happen to have disabilities. They want to be loved and recognized, to participate, and to experience the same joys. 6 myths about members with disabilities at www.disabilities.lds.org. End of sidebars. End of the article, "We Know Jeffrey," by Sally Johnson Oderkirk, Church Magazines.